filling me full of compliments here. Kathy Dickman in from Chicopazoo. Good morning.
Good morning. We're
talking artwork here.
Yes.
This is kind of the new approach. I just sort of like just transition right into our segment while we're talking about other things.
Well, because the season's coming.
Yeah.
And people have really, really enjoyed, including the crew, enjoyed you at the zoo doing the animal art. And it's just beautiful.
Zoo sessions.
That's
something you came up with or something that you said, we got to get you here to do this.
Which is Zoo Sessions 1.
Oof.
We did Zoo Sessions 2.
Yeah, I got a good one this summer.
And then we're on Zoo Sessions 3.
Yes.
So we got another art reception coming up. So, yay. Mm-hmm. So we're excited. So thank you for that. Because art, you know, it's just a nice segue. We didn't mean for this to happen, but art and animals. And that's what we've been doing, as you know, with the Tiny printing press goes to the zoo.
Stroke of genius, that thing. I love these printing press things. Folks, if you know nothing about this, get to the zoo. Stop Kathy on the street and have her tell you about it. Because I will. Yeah, amazing thing.
Because I will. And with us today from the zoo is Dixie Lunn. She's our administration assistant, and we're going to talk about memberships in a minute. But she's instrumental in this project as well, working with the North Dakota Council on the Arts. And it's about getting into the schools, getting the schools and our seniors to meet and to work together. Our pilot project was last year with Siena Court, and St. Mary's School came over and did the project.
Boy, that's a good double up there.
Yes, yeah. And this week we've done St. John's.
And Leech Home.
And then we also did... Circle of Nations in Leech Home.
Sorry, Circle of Nations in Leech Home and St. John's at Siena Court. And you'd think the kids would be the most excited, but really, I think that the elders give them a run for their money, honestly.
Yeah. Yeah. Dixie, first, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you.
I don't think we've had you on the show before,
no,
but thank you.
Long-time listener, first time in the secret lair over here.
Appreciate that. And thank you, Kathy, for bringing Dixie in. So, newest member to the zoo staff down there.
Yes.
How are you liking it?
Oh, I'm loving it. It's like an adventure every day over there. Everybody just gets along so well. We're a big zoo family. And when I was a kid, I used to think, gee, I always wanted to work at a zoo. When I got older, I thought I would just take an office job at this point.
Right.
And now I get kind of the best of both worlds.
So it's come full circle for you.
Absolutely.
I love that. What do you like best about it?
Oh, well, you know, most people take a break. They just go outside and pace around for a few minutes. I take a break. I get to see a whole world of animals.
Isn't that great?
Isn't that great?
There is a vibe down there that you can't find anywhere else.
Yep.
I keep saying that.
It's true.
Again, unless you're down there, you don't know what I'm talking about. So
there is. It's something special.
Do we want to talk memberships?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay. 2026 memberships.
Well,
available right now?
Available right now. We wanted to keep the prices the same, so we did that. And people say, well, why don't you raise them? You always need more money. And you know the value is there, but we want people to still come to the zoo affordably. Come to this zoo.
Make it affordable.
We did make a couple changes on the memberships this season, renaming them for directing them a little differently.
Well, in Dixie, you know what? I think Chicopazoo is the only one that I've encountered here in the last year that says, hey, we're keeping our prices the same. Everybody else is like going through the roof. But thanks to you down at the zoo, the price remains the same, right?
Yes. Thanks to everybody at the zoo and thanks to all of our patrons. We can keep the prices steady. And hopefully we'll get even more people this year and we'll find that there's profit in keeping things steady. That's kind of the trade-off, right? You lose out on business when you raise the prices.
That is a great point.
You keep business when you keep the prices.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Yeah. The gate went up just a quarter.
That's it?
Like 25 cents. Yeah.
Wow.
So making the memberships even more valuable, but still, yeah, we wanted to, you know, we need more income, but we wanted to make it, again, affordable. So
you need to spread this kind of thinking, you know, countrywide. I think that would definitely help.
I think it'll change some things for sure.
So memberships and what comes with this? So, you know, people get a lot of good perks with this.
Free admission.
Yeah.
Reciprocity to Chicopazoo and free admission to Chicopazoo, reciprocity to many other zoos, and discounts on your zoo classes. You get the zoo news, gift shop discounts, membership picnic and the pride of maintaining a clean, green, superior zoological experience.
Well, and I think that adds to it, too. That is like the cleanest zoo, kudos to the staff, that is constantly on the run down there, keeping things looking so nice. And that's the, you know, I hear a lot of comments from people, a lot of tourists coming through on the path when I'm down there painting. And it's like, this place is so clean. This place is so nice. And again, kudos to the staff for getting that
done. We're very lucky. I say this before, we were nicknamed years ago by our colleagues, oh, the clean, green little zoo. And it's like, we'll take clean and green.
Yeah, without a doubt.
So, yeah, we're very, very proud about that. And I think we're lucky to be in beautiful Jinkba Park in our community of supporters and good people. So there we go.
Well, and I got to brag on my friend Kathy Dickman for just a second here. No, I really do, because, you know, you can go to a lot of other zoos. You can go to them around the country, and there's some great zoos out there. There is something about Jinkba Zoo that is inherently unique and inherently different than any other zoo that you're going to go to, okay? And I know a lot of people would back me up in making that statement.
So there is. It's a special feeling.
It just is, yeah.
You think that you're going to become complacent, but you're not. When you think complacency sets in and you show up the next day and it's like, again, it's just wonderful. And there's days when there's work days when you kind of go, I know what this is going on today.
Yeah, you and I have been on parallel paths there quite a few times.
At the end of the day, I think yesterday when we came back from, we were leaving the Leech home, and we were just excited because it was so fun to see the residents and the students together. And I looked at Dixie and I said, this is why I keep on keeping on.
I love that. So are you inspired by staff down there, Dixie? I mean, they keep you motivated and
absolutely.
Keeping everything.
I mean, really, these are some very hard workers. These are some of the most motivated people, animal people, you know. There's just something to it, really.
The passion.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's definitely there. And I think, Kathy, I think you look for that in everybody that you brought in. At least since I've known you, it's like, no, you can kind of tell when it's there.
Yes.
And when people are just coming through going, well, this would be a nice little hobby. It's like, no.
Yes.
It's a lot more than that.
It's exactly right. But we welcome Dixie. She's been there actually since end of summer.
Okay.
So she hasn't had her full season yet. So.
All right. Well, Dixie, people listening going, how do I get my hands on a membership? How do they get the ball rolling on this?
So there's two options. For all of our previous members, we've already sent out membership forms that they should be receiving within the next few days.
Okay.
Those can be filled out, brought to the zoo, and we'll take care of everything on our end. We're going to be doing multiple membership drives, including Hop into Spring, which will be coming up. A few other membership drives as the season starts. So there's going to be a continuous rolling ball of memberships coming through. And then, of course, for the technologically inclined, we've got our website. There's usually going to be somebody at the office to walk you through it if you can't figure it out. But I think it's pretty intuitive.
Right.
And then a lot of people wait until their first visit, and they can do that as well.
Yep.
Okay.
But if you want to beat that rush.
Yeah. Do it now.
We got Carolyn coming in to process these. She's like, yeah, give me some notes.
Absolutely. Dixie, welcome to the show.
Well, you can stop
back anytime with Kathy, and we can talk more about Jinkba Zoo.
I'll have to.
Yes, please.
Yes.
That is this Thursday's edition of The Morning Zoo. Always great to have you
in here, Bill.
My friend. It's 8:34 here at Voice of the Valley. AM 1450, KBMW, good morning.
Low, 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 low prices. If other car dealerships really meant it, they'd only have to say it once. We have a low price, the best price listed on the windshield and online. You'll get the car you want and a customer experience you'll actually enjoy. All at a price that will make you smile. Simple, easy, stress-free. That's the quality difference. Quality Toyota, West Lincoln Avenue in Fergus Falls, qualitytoyota.net. Let's go places.
A partly cloudy sky and 22 degrees. Wintown Villa News Desk. I'm Bill Dampo. Good morning. A rural Park Rapids, Minnesota man has been charged with making terroristic threats after a trooper assigned to the Capitol reported that he threatened a state senator on social media. Investigators say John Tobias, 58, was upset over a large amount of money he claimed he lost during the COVID pandemic. Tobias is also accused of calling the attorney general's office and said that if he didn't get his money back, he would travel to the Capitol and execute everyone in the building. With support from the Lakes Area SWAT team, Tobias was arrested. Search warrant was served. Sheriff's office said that 9 guns and 40 boxes of ammunition were seized. During an interview, investigators say Tobias admitted to sending the threat and making the threatening phone call. I'll have more news after this.
Girls and boys in poverty around the world are dreaming of a better life and a brighter future. Children International and friends like you are giving these children a chance to achieve their dreams by ensuring that they have access to health care, education, life skills, and more so they can grow, thrive, and believe in